Buenos días a todos.
Good morning, everyone.
Sean todos bienvenidos, amén.
Welcome, guys, to the church.
Estoy un poquito nervioso.
He's a little bit nervous.
But yo sé que Dios me va a ayudar, amén.
But he knows God is going to help him.
Quiero darle gracias a Dios primeramente por la oportunidad que tengo de estar aquí.
He wants to give praise to God for the opportunity of being here today.
Y quiero que recibamos esta palabra, amén.
¿Y quiero que qué?
Que recibamos esta palabra.
Oh, and he wants us to receive this word.
Okay. Segunda de Timoteo.
Second of Timothy.
Es capítulo
4:1-8.
4:1, amén. Te encarezco delante de Dios y del Señor Jesucristo, que juzgará a los vivos y a los muertos en su manifestación, en su reino. Que prediques la palabra, que insistas a tiempo y fuera de tiempo, redarguye, reprende, exhorta con toda paciencia y doctrina.
He just read what the brother just recently read in the Bible, the first verse and the second one. Where in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is judge to the living and death, and in a view of this appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly urge you to proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the almost impatient teaching.
Ustedes saben de antemano quién fue Pablo. Y Pablo le escribe la carta a Timoteo.
You know who Paul was, and Paul wrote this to Timothy.
La palabra nos enseña.
The word teaches us.
Que Pablo era una persona, era un hombre de Dios, entregado a la ley.
That Paul was a man of the word.
Era un hombre, dice la palabra, intachable.
It was a man untouchable.
Era una persona que seguía al pie de la letra la ley.
He was a man that he was righteous to the word written in the law.
Celoso de la iglesia.
He was jealous of the church.
Era un hombre que siempre trataba de hacer lo mejor para Dios.
He was always a man that tried to do the best for God.
Yo pienso y quiero decirles.
He thinks and he wants to let us.
Fue una de las, por eso fue una de las razones que Dios lo usó a él.
He was, that's why he was one of the reasons God used him so much.
Para predicar a la iglesia gentil.
To preach to the other churches.
No al pueblo de Israel.
Not for the people of Israel.
Muchas veces el ser humano, el cristiano.
Most of the times, as humans, Christians,
llega un momento que se acomoda a la iglesia.
There's a time where we just chilling at church.
Llega un momento donde la iglesia no quiere seguir caminando.
There's a time where the church doesn't want to go more, further.
Ya no se puede predicar.
There's no more preaching.
Ya no exhortamos a la gente.
There's no more the pastor letting us know what we're supposed to be doing.
Ya no hay paciencia.
There's no more patience.
Y ya no queremos predicar la buena doctrina.
And there's no more believing in the good doctrine.
Y dice el número 3.
And number 3 says,
porque vendrá tiempo cuando no sufrirán la sana doctrina, sino que teniendo comezón de oír, se amontonarán maestros conforme a sus propias concupiscencias.
For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires.
Por eso dijo Jesús.
That's what Jesus said.
Aprovechar los tiempos porque son malos.
That's what Jesus said, that we should approach the good times, because there's going to be bad times sooner.
Los tiempos malos están ya en día.
¿Los tiempos qué?
Los tiempos malos son estos tiempos.
Oh, the bad times are nowadays, now that we're living.
Se han puesto a, yo no sé cuántos usan internet, ¿verdad? Yo casi no lo uso mucho, pero Hay doctrinas, hay iglesias.
I don't know if you guys go on the internet. I don't really go. Well, he's talking for himself. But he's saying that he doesn't go into social media. But if you go on social media, you're going to see a lot of churches doing whatever they want to do and not following what the Word of God is saying to do.
Donde no predica la sana doctrina.
Where they don't teach us what the good doctrine is teaching us in the Bible.
Donde permiten que la gente tenga varias mujeres.
Where they,
o varios esposos.
Where they allow us to have multiple mates and either like women and men, we can have more than husbands, more wives.
Hay una iglesia en México.
There's a church in Mexico.
Donde el pastor.
Where the pastor.
Pasa, obtiene a las doncellas antes de que se casen.
Where the pastor has to sleep with the virgins before they even get to marry their husbands.
Esa no es sana doctrina.
That's not good.
Esa no es sana doctrina.
Yeah, that's not
y
good.
La iglesia está llena.
And the church
3, 000, is full. 4,000 miembros.
4,000 members in that church.
Ese es el tiempo del cual
time.
Habla.
This is the time where they talking about.
Donde sufrirán la sana doctrina.
Where they'll be suffering the good doctrine.
No quieren.
They don't want.
Cumplir el ministerio que Dios nos dejó.
They don't want to accomplish what God told us that we're supposed to be
sufrir
doing.
La sana doctrina.
Suffering the good doctrine.
Para Jesús no fue fácil.
For Jesus it wasn't. It
para
wasn't,
los discípulos no fue fácil.
For Jesus it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. How do you guys say this? For Jesus, it wasn't easy, and it was not easy for the disciples either.
Para ti, para mí, yo sé que no ha sido fácil.
So for me and for you, I know it's not been easy.
Y yo te digo una cosa hoy en día.
And you want to let us know today.
Yo aprendo de ustedes cada día.
He learns from you guys every day.
Porque es una iglesia que a pesar que es una iglesia, yo tengo 42 años.
He's 42 years old.
Y yo sí que hay gente que tiene más años que yo y aquí están en la iglesia.
And you guys are older than he is and you guys are here every day.
Se han mantenido en la iglesia
you
por muchos años.
You have maintained yourself in church.
Esa es la iglesia que Dios quiere, la iglesia que se mantiene.
And that's what God wants, a church that maintains themselves in church.
La iglesia que sufre la sana doctrina.
A church that suffers the good doctrine.
Hay muchas iglesias y te digo porque yo he visto mucho.
There's a lot of churches and I'm telling you this because I've seen it.
Donde se quedaron todavía en el Antiguo Testamento.
Where they still believing in the Old Testament.
Anteriormente era ojo por ojo y diente por diente.
Before it was eye with eye and teeth with teeth, something like that.
Pero Jesús vino a cambiar todo eso.
But Jesus came and he changed everything.
A David le pidieron mata, destruye, extermina todo un pueblo.
David, he was asked to kill and not to leave anything behind back in the days.
A nosotros no nos pidieron eso.
They didn't ask us to kill.
Jesús vino a amar y a perdonar.
Jesus came to love and forgive.
Eso es lo que nos pidieron a nosotros. Ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
Jesus came and asked us to love our other just as we love each other.
Aquel que te maldice dice bendícelo.
The one that desires the bad for you, bless him.
Esa es la sana doctrina.
That's the good doctrine.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere que haya en nuestros corazones, amor y perdón para los demás.
That's what God wants in our heart, to have love and forgiveness.
Es muy fácil amar al que me ama.
It's really easy to love whoever loves us.
Es muy fácil estar con el que no me hace nada, con el que estoy bien.
And it's easy to be with someone who haven't hurt us.
Pero ¿qué con el que no me ama?
But how about if that person doesn't love us?
¿Qué con el que me ofende y me agrede?
How about with the person who have tell us things?
Dijo Jesús, si te pegan una mejilla, pon la otra.
Jesus said, if they hit you, to put the other cheek.
Eso es lo que Jesús quiere que haya en nosotros, una sana doctrina para poder seguir adelante.
And that's what Jesus asks us to have that good doctrine in our hearts so we can still pursue more.
Dice, y continuamos en el número 3, dice,
cuatro.
Se amontonarán maestros conforme a sus propias concupiscencias.
For the time is coming, then people will not put up with sound doctrine.
Esos son los maestros que están hoy en día.
Those are the teachers that are right now in days.
Hay muchos pastores.
There are more
y no juzgo y no critico, pero es la verdad.
There are more pastors, and he doesn't want to judge anyone.
Que predican algo tranquilo para que la gente no se vaya.
That they preach something cool that people will like, so they won't leave.
Yo conocí una iglesia aquí en Fort Wayne.
He saw a church here in Fort Wayne.
Donde uno de los miembros ganaba mucho dinero.
One of the members
ganaba mucho dinero.
Like they
make a lot of money.
They made a lot of money.
Y él trataba de sobornar al pastor.
He always tried to subvern the pastor. Like,
predique esto, pastor, esta semana.
Preach this, pastor, this week.
No mucha alabanza porque no me gusta.
Not a lot of worship because I don't really like it.
Entonces, el pastor, como buen pastor,
so the pastor, as good pastor,
no aceptó.
He didn't accept it.
Dijo, no, yo no puedo hacer eso porque yo dependo de Dios, no de usted.
He said, I don't depend for you, I depend on God.
Pero hay muchas iglesias que son al revés.
But there are other churches that they would get the money and they will be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. We won't.
Que no les importa cómo está el pueblo.
They don't care about how the people is.
No les importa si llevan una vida buena delante de Dios.
If they are living a good life.
Con tal de que traigan las ofrendas y los diezmos.
If they are bringing offerings, they don't care what you guys do outside.
Hay muchas veces.
There are a lot of times
que tenemos que prestar atención.
That we have to put attention.
Y dice el número 4.
And number 4 says,
y apartarán la verdad el oído y se volverán a fábulas.
And will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myth.
Pero le dice a Timoteo.
But Timothy said,
pero tú sé sobrio en todo, soporta la aflicción, haz obra de evangelista y cumple tu testimonio.
As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of evangelists, carry out your ministry fully.
Escuchaba yo lo que hablaba el hermano, el testimonio.
He was listening to the testimony today in the morning.
Y yo tengo en mi casa una placa.
He has a plate at home.
Que compré en Tennessee.
He bought at Tennessee.
Y dice, Jesús nunca expira.
He said, in the play it says, Jesus never expires.
Juan 3:16.
John 3:16.
Y esa placa se la he querido poner a mi carro enfrente, pero la tengo guardada.
He always have wanted to put that plate in his car, but he always has it at home.
Porque dice la palabra que Dios es el mismo de ayer, de hoy y por los siglos de los siglos.
Because the Bible says that God is today, tomorrow, and for always.
Y yo me gozaba con lo que el testimonio que daba el hermano.
He rejoiced of what the testimony of the brother today in the morning.
Es bueno creer todavía que Dios sigue haciendo milagros.
And it's good that we still believe that God still makes miracles.
Yo te digo una cosa y voy a hacer un paréntesis ahorita.
He's gonna do a parenthesis right now.
Yo veo y yo creo que Dios tiene planes con Lincoln Church.
He knows and he believes that God has great plans for Lincoln Church.
Y dice la palabra que todo lo que declares con tu boca eso será.
And he says that everything you declare from your mouth it will be done.
Yo sé que tus hijos van a estar en este lugar.
He knows that your kids are going to be in this
place. Que tus nietos van a estar en
este
lugar.
That your grandkids are going to be in this place.
Y que tus bisnietos van a estar aquí.
And that your grandkids are going to be here.
Yo tengo ya días con eso en la mente.
He has those things in mind for a few weeks already.
Y yo creo en los milagros.
He believes in miracles.
Y yo sé que muchos de nosotros.
And he knows that a lot of us.
Hemos bajado la guardia.
Have kind of laid back.
Mi hijo no va a venir porque él anda mal.
My son is not going to come because he's not doing right now.
Mis nietos piensan que esto es para viejitos.
My grandkids think this is for old people.
Pero Dios tiene poder.
But God has power
para cambiar la mente,
to change the mind,
para cambiar el corazón,
to change the heart.
Lo único que tenemos que hacer es creer y confesar con nuestra boca.
The only thing we have to do is believe and confess with our mouth.
Y yo te digo una cosa, yo no soy profeta.
He's not prophet.
Pero Dios, la palabra que nos suelta,
but the word that we spell,
se puede cumplir si lo creemos.
It can be done if we believe.
Y yo creo que no terminando este año,
and he believes that not ending this year,
muchos de tus hijos,
a lot of your kids,
muchos de tus nietos,
a lot of your grandkids,
estarán en este lugar alabando a Dios también.
Worship God.
Yo lo creo. ¿Cuántos lo creen? Levanten su mano.
If you believe, raise your hand.
Yo lo creo. Yo no quiero esta generación que está aquí.
This generation that is here right now.
No va a terminar aquí, hermanos.
Will not end here.
Esto va a continuar.
It will continue.
Porque están los hijos y están los nietos.
Because we you guys have kids and we have grandkids.
Qué bueno fuera ver la primera, segunda y tercera generación aquí en esta iglesia juntos.
It will be so nice to see first, second, and third generation in this church.
Yo lo creo con todo mi corazón.
And he believes that with all his heart.
Yo aprendo de ustedes cada día que los veo en este lugar.
He learns with you guys every day he sees you here.
Yo acepté a Cristo en el cuando yo tenía 21 años.
He accepted Christ when he was 21 years old.
Y tenía una vida desagradable.
He had a not good life.
Not good. Desagradable totalmente. Ustedes pueden saber todo lo que se hace en el mundo.
You guys pretty much know what we do when we don't have Christ.
Pero en su misericordia me alcanzó.
But his mercy reached him.
El primero de mi familia.
The first one in his family.
Y mis hermanos están llegando poco a poco.
And his brothers are following him little by little.
Pero no quiero quedarme en esto. Sigamos adelante, amén.
But he doesn't want to stay like that. He just want to continue.
Dice el número 6. Porque ya estoy para ser sacrificado y el tiempo de mi partida está cercano.
As for me, I am ready being poured out as libation and the time of the departure has come.
Pablo estaba cercano a partir de esta tierra.
Paul was so rich on this earth.
Y le encargaba a Timoteo solemnemente,
and he told Timothy,
que trabajara para la obra,
to work for the,
que siguiera el ejemplo de Pablo,
to follow his example,
que hiciera lo que Pablo hizo en el caminar aquí en la tierra,
to do what Paul did in here.
Jesús dijo,
Jesus said,
ejemplo os he dado para como yo he hecho vosotros también hagáis,
that he left us examples so we can follow those examples.
Tenemos un ejemplo, el mejor que puede haber.
We have the best example.
No puede haber otro mejor, Jesús.
It cannot be no better than Jesus.
Ese ejemplo que Él nos dejó, hermano.
That example he left.
Una persona que de estar en el trono vino a la tierra, se hizo carne.
A person, Jesus was in the throne, he came down and he was living just as me and you.
Soportó aflicciones.
He went through things that we are going through.
Soportó las habladurías de la gente.
People talk about him.
Soportó, hermano, todo lo que tú a veces no queremos soportar.
He went through a lot of things that nowadays we don't want to go through.
Pero estamos conscientes de que no es el sufrimiento lo que nos va a llevar muchas veces a la eternidad.
But we know that it's not the suffering that will take us to eternity.
Es sino seguir los pasos de Jesús.
Is to follow Jesus' steps.
Yo me quiero ir con él.
He wants to live with him.
¿Cuántos se quieren ir con él?
Who wants to live with Jesus?
Eso es lo que estamos. Yo estoy esperando a Jesús.
He's
en mi vida.
Waiting for Jesus in his life.
Yo sé que tú también lo estás esperando. Si no, no estuvieras en este lugar.
He knows you guys are waiting for Jesus because there will not be any reason for you guys to be here if you don't.
Esa es fe.
That's faith.
Y al pasar de los años,
and as years go by,
nos debilitamos muchas veces.
We delay.
Bajamos la guardia.
We just kind of chill.
Los hijos no nos escuchan.
The kids don't listen to us.
Los nietos no nos quieren hacer caso.
The grandkids don't want to listen to us either.
La esposa no me hace la comida como yo quiero.
Our wife doesn't do the food however I wanted it.
El marido no atiende a la esposa como ella quiere.
The husband doesn't do what the wife says.
Son problemas que hay diarios.
There are problems daily.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Pero tenemos que aprender a vivir aún con esos problemas.
But we have to learn how to live with those problems.
Y dice el número 7. He peleado la buena batalla, he acabado la carrera y he guardado la fe.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Dice la palabra en Efesios que nuestra lucha no es contra carne ni sangre.
In Ephesians it says that our battle is not with blood or flesh.
La lucha tuya y la lucha mía no es con el que está al lado.
Our fight is not with the one next
to us. No es con los hijos.
It's not with our kids.
No es con el esposo ni la esposa.
It's not with our husband or wife.
No es con mi compañero de trabajo.
It's not with our partner at work.
Es espiritual.
It's spiritual.
Por eso que muchas veces nos confundimos. Y como les dije al principio, a David se le ordenó destruir y aniquilar pueblos completos con su espada.
And that's why a lot of times we get confused, because David was sent to kill, to not leave anyone behind.
Y nosotros queremos hacer lo mismo. No me hablas, no te hablo.
And we want to do the same. You don't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to you either.
Dices, yo no lo quiero ver aquí porque no me cae mal.
I don't want to see him here because I don't like him.
Esa no es una sana doctrina.
That's not good.
Porque dice aquí, he peleado la buena batalla.
Because it says in here, I have fought the good fight.
Hay una mala batalla entonces.
So there's a bad fight.
La batalla de la carne.
The flesh.
No la del espíritu.
Not the spirit.
Sabemos que de antemano dice la palabra que el espíritu siempre está dispuesto, pero la carne no.
It says that the spirit is always like they always want to, like our spirit wants to always be a church, but our flesh doesn't.
Y muchas veces, hermanos, nosotros venimos a la iglesia,
and a lot of times we come
cantamos,
to church, we try,
adoramos a Dios,
we worship God,
estamos en la casa, oramos,
we are at home, we pray,
pero no peleamos la buena batalla.
But we don't fight that good battle.
La buena batalla, hermano, es la batalla de la fe.
The good battle is the battle of faith.
Y yo sé que ustedes los que están aquí en este día han peleado la buena batalla.
And he knows that the ones that are here right now have fought that good fight.
Y si no, empecemos a pelear la buena batalla.
And if not, we have to start.
El amar.
To love.
El perdonar.
To forgive.
Olvidar aquel que nos ofende.
To forgive and not to remember what the others just told us.
Olvidar, hermano, no es no acordarse nunca jamás.
To forgive is not to not remember anymore.
Es que cuando lo veas a la persona o cuando te acuerdes,
or it's when you see that person or when you remember,
no te duela en tu corazón.
It doesn't hurt in your heart.
Que tengas un corazón sano.
That you have a good heart.
Un corazón limpio.
A clean heart.
Esa es la buena batalla.
That's the good battle.
La que Jesús peleó.
That Jesus fought.
La que los discípulos pelearon.
That the disciple fought.
La que tú y yo tenemos que estar peleando todos los días cada vez que nos levantamos.
That we have to be fighting every day that we wake up.
Estamos a punto. Yo no sé si Cristo venga mañana o no.
He doesn't know if Jesus is going to come today or tomorrow.
Pero si él viniera,
but if he will come,
yo quiero estar listo.
He wants to be ready.
Que tú estés listo.
That you be ready.
Que no nos agarre como esas 5 vírgenes imprudentes.
That don't get us with like the five virgins. You have heard about the 10 virgins, the one that were sleeping and the other ones that were waiting for the husband.
Aquellas dijeron, no pasa nada.
The other ones were like, oh, nothing is going to happen.
Nunca se imaginaron que el novio iba a llegar en ese tiempo.
That they would never imagine that the husband was going to come that night.
Hoy estamos como en los días de Noé.
We're nowadays as Noah's days.
Noé predicando.
Noah's preaching.
Noé construyendo el arca.
Noah was.
Y la gente decía, está loco.
And people were saying, he's crazy.
Aquí no ha llovido por mucho tiempo.
There's no rain. No, it hasn't been raining in years.
Solo Noé, la esposa y los hijos y las nueras se salvaron.
So it was just Noah, their kids, and the animals were saved.
Y ellos decían que estaba loco.
And they said he was crazy.
Allá afuera hay gente que dicen están locos, a que van a la iglesia si no pasa nada.
They said, people outside is saying, well, they're crazy. What are they going to church for?
Pero estamos conscientes de que Jesús está pronto a venir.
But we know that Jesus is coming soon.
He peleado la buena batalla, dice, he acabado la carrera y he guardado la fe.
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith.
La carrera tuya y mía, yo no sé cuándo va a terminar, hermano, pero estemos listos.
My race and your race, I don't know when it's going to end, but let's be ready.
Muchas veces,
a lot of times,
las apariencias engañan.
The appearance, we
y
go
te voy
by
a decir esto.
And he's going to tell you this.
Porque pueden ver a la gente de traje.
They can see people.
Puede ser pastor.
They can be pastors.
Puede ser ministro de alabanza.
They can be worship minister.
El nombre que tú le quieras poner.
The name you want to put.
Pero tal vez no está bien delante de Dios.
But that person cannot be good with God sometimes.
Tal vez no tiene un buen corazón.
Maybe that person doesn't have a good heart.
Uno nunca sabe.
We don't know.
Pero lo que sí te puedo decir en esta tarde, en esta mañana.
But what he can tell you this morning.
Que Dios nos conoce.
That God knows us.
Dios conoce lo que hay aquí adentro de nosotros.
He knows what we have in here, in our heart.
Peleemos la buena batalla.
Let's fight that good fight.
Dijo Pablo, he acabado la carrera.
Paul said, I have finished the race.
Pablo estaba listo.
Paul was ready.
Listo.
Ready.
Él sabía que había hecho lo correcto delante de Dios.
He knew he had done the good in God's.
Él sabía que él cumplió el ministerio que le habían dejado.
He knew he had finished and done what God told him to do.
Espero que nosotros,
and he hopes that us,
cumplamos el ministerio.
We finish our ministry.
Que si nuestra carrera está por terminar, estemos listos.
That if our race is almost done, that we can be ready.
Y él dijo, he guardado la fe.
And he said, I have kept the faith.
El problema de hoy en día de la iglesia.
The problem nowadays in church.
Y te voy a hablar de la iglesia hispana porque yo no, con la iglesia de los hermanos, no mucho, uno nunca sabe por el lenguaje.
He doesn't know a lot about the American church. He can tell you more about the Hispanic because obviously he's Hispanic.
La iglesia hispana,
the Hispanic church,
con cualquier cosa se desenfoca.
With like little things, we stop our focus, like we get.
Tiene problemas, no viene a la iglesia.
If we have problems, we don't come to church.
No tiene dinero, no viene a la iglesia.
We don't have money, we don't come to church.
No tengo zapatos nuevos, no vengo a la iglesia.
If we don't have new shoes, we don't come to church.
Son cosas.
They're things
que los desenfocan de lo que verdaderamente tenemos que hacer.
That we not get focused on what we need to be done.
Y Pablo dijo, he guardado la fe.
And Paul says, I have kept the faith.
No importa el problema que tuvo Pablo.
It didn't matter the
la necesidad
had,
que tuvo Pablo,
needs,
si tuvo hambre,
if he was hungry,
él siguió guardando la fe día tras día.
He kept the faith day by day.
Dice la palabra que sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios.
The word says that without faith we're not be able to like please God.
Dice que la fe es la certeza de lo que se espera y la convicción de lo que no se ve. La fe es la certeza.
The faith is. But I don't know how to say it in English. Okay, so faith is what we don't see. That's what he's trying to say. And the Bible talks about faith, that faith is what we don't see in problems and stuff like that, but we know
no
that it's there.
La convicción de lo que no se ve.
Ya le dije. He's testing me.
Cuando tú estás convencido de algo,
when you are convinced with something,
no hay quien te pueda mover de eso.
There's no one who can move you from that.
Cuando tú tienes la certeza de que algo va a venir,
when you know that something is going to come,
nadie te puede mover.
Nobody's going to move you.
Dijo
from.
Pablo.
Paul says,
¿quién nos apartará del amor de Cristo?
Who will separate us from the love of God?
Tribulación, hambre,
hungry,
angustia, desnudez.
Hungry, he's going too fast. Hungry, you know, not having what we need, what would separate us from God?
Nada te puede separar del amor
nothing
de Cristo.
Will separate us from God.
No permitas que nada te separe del amor de Cristo.
Don't allow nobody to like separate you from God.
Es una iglesia muy linda.
It's a nice church.
Hermanos muy lindos.
You guys are nice.
Hay un propósito.
There's a purpose.
Que tus hijos vengan a la iglesia.
That God wants that your kids come to church.
Tus nietos vengan a la iglesia.
That your grandkids come to church.
Aparte de, es uno de los propósitos que hay aquí en la tierra, aparte del de evangelizar.
There's too many ones, but like evangelist.
Josué dijo, yo y mi casa serviremos a Jehová.
Joshua said, me and our house will serve the Lord.
Aquí quiero ver a la casa. Tus hijos tienen que estar en este lugar.
Your kids have to be here.
Es promesa de Dios.
It's a promise from God.
Y si tú crees en esa promesa, hermano, va a llegar.
And if you believe in that promise, it will come.
Que tu pelea sea espiritual.
That your battle will be spiritual.
Guardando la fe.
Keeping the faith.
Guardando la fe.
Keeping the faith.
Pablo no fue fácil para Pablo.
It wasn't easy for Paul.
Y sé que no ha sido fácil para ti.
And I know it hasn't been easy for you.
Ni para mí.
Or for me.
Pero tenemos una recompensa en los cielos.
But we have a...
recompensa.
Like a reward.
Reward. Tenemos una recompensa en el cielo.
We have a reward in heaven.
Dice Jesús, dijo en Mateo.
Jesus says in Matthew.
Y si me voy, vendré otra vez.
And if I leave, I will come back again.
Por ustedes.
For you guys.
Para que donde yo estoy.
So that where I am.
Vosotros también estéis.
You guys can be there too.
Esa es la recompensa que tenemos. Jesús viene por nosotros.
That is the reward we have. Jesus is coming for
Cristo
us.
Está pronto por venir, hermanos.
Jesus is coming soon.
Preparémonos.
Prepare yourself.
Peleemos la buena batalla.
Fight that good battle.
Pero sobre todo guarda la fe.
But keep your faith.
Keep your faith. Guarda la fe. Ese es el sermón que tenemos para hoy. Sigamos adelante. Dios me les bendiga.
This is the word we have for today. God bless you guys.
Gracias.
Thank you.